Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for music, money, and more. And of course, you know we like to bring out the stars on the Playmaker Show today. And with us on the phone right now is not just any star, he's a legend. Ladies and gentlemen, Kansas City, show some love to the one and only legendary Jeff Hardy. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, good. How are y'all?
Oh, man, you know, it's just, we're doing great, man. Great vibes, great energy. It's a pleasure for you to be here today, sir.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. It's great.
Thank you for taking time out your day. So, Jeff, first things first, man. It is your birthday, so happy birthday, dog.
Thank you, man. Turn the big 4-0, man. It feels good. It feels good, man. I feel 21, bro.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Feeling better than ever, right?
Yeah, right on site. It's all good, man. We're back in the WWE, man. We're coming y'all's way, and it's just so cool. We're so blessed, for sure.
Yeah, man. So y'all going to be in town this upcoming Saturday night at the Sprint Center, man. We can't wait to have y'all come through, man. It's been the first time in a while, I feel like, since you've been back in KC, huh, Jeff?
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing, man. We returned at WrestleMania 33, you know, in Orlando, and it was a huge reaction. We kept a secret for the whole month of March, and we showed up and won the title. Just a hell of a story, man. And I go back to all these places, and I remember the building when I get there. I'm going, wow, this is just like it was when I was here before. So I can't wait to get back to Kansas City.
Yeah, man. I remember I watched that WrestleMania when you guys came back. It really just like rocked everybody's world. Like the Hardy Boys are back. And then you came back. You guys won the titles. It was a really great comeback story, especially for a legendary tag team like the Hardy Boys.
Oh, it was cool, man. I'm like, I'm sure most people said, what, didn't they die like 3 years ago? Just kidding. No, man, it all worked out. Story is so beautiful.
For you and your brother, Matt, man, you guys have been in this business, at least for WWE. You guys were with the WWE, started back in 1998. And, you know, I was thinking about this before the interview happened. Like, you know, your peers back in those days, to me, you know, I grew up watching you guys. So it was like the Dudley Boys, Edge and Christian. You know, you guys were probably the most extreme out of all those groups. And you guys are actually still the only ones doing it today at a high level, at the biggest stage of them all. So to have that longevity in your guys' career, what's that mean to you guys?
Oh, it means everything. Man, I was a kid, dude. I was a junior in high school at Union Pines here in Moore County. And I'll never forget, man. I wrestled Razor Ramon and came back to school that same week and said, man, y'all got to watch Raw next week. I'm going to be on TV on USA. And it's amazing that Raw has been, the longevity behind Raw is incredible. So anyway, to still be here now, it's like family, you know? I mean, we're there with our family. We travel the road together and all that. And I mean, to be doing this now, I just turned 40 today. It's just, it all worked out and it feels so right. So I'm so blessed again.
You guys came through, paid the dues, and you guys are at the highest level you could be at for a tag team, man. So definitely all that hard work definitely paid off for you guys.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And here I am now. I just won a battle royal last week at Raw, you know, and I'm going to light wrestle The Miz Monday night.
Right.
For the Intercontinental Championship, and it's freaking me out. I'm trying to get my cardio, step my team up, and get ready for that solo dimension, you know, because, man, tag team is a different story. You got a little more rest and all that, so solo dimension is a different story, so I'm looking forward to it.
You're a world champion, you're all right, though. So you're built for this.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm built for this, and that's why I do it, man. I embrangle people, man. How am I here? Why do I do this? Because I love it.
Right? It's all for the love, for the sport, and love of the business. You know how it is?
Oh, for sure, man.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
And so since you've been in the game for a long time, you've seen the business go through a lot of transitions during that time period you've been in the game. So how would you say the business is different from when you first came into the WWE to where it is now?
Oh, it's weird. You know, we were part of that attitude era back in the day, man. And when The Rock and Stone Cold, I'll never forget, like, going, man, this guy's, like, flipping people the finger and, like, drinking beer. It don't get much cooler. But then here comes The Rock, and somehow his charisma just took over, and he stole the show each and every night. And we were kind of young, guys like doing the ladder matches and all that back then with Edge and Christian and the Dudleys. But again, man, it's different now because it's not the same as that attitude era, but it's still fun, man. Pro wrestling is an art form and it forever will be.
It always will be. You know, I ain't gonna lie, Jeff. I got a little teary eye. You talk about the attitude era. That was my era right there, man. I was like, wow, a bunch of flashbacks just hit me at once.
Dude, I mean, I don't know if we'll ever see that again. I mean, but my mentality is like anything's possible in pro wrestling, so I don't count it out.
Never say never in the business, man. Definitely in this one. And
exactly.
You know, at one point, I remember back in Royal Rumble 2009 when you and Randy Orton were going at it for the title, and I thought it was so cool to see just to see how far you've come from a tag teamer back in the day to being a main eventer right now and fighting for the highest title of them all in the business. And you would go on to eventually win it too, which is a great moment because this goes to show you how anything could truly happen in this business of wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Randy, man, is awesome, dude. I just watched, I rarely go on Twitter on the timelines. I'm not that much of a social media guy, but Matt, that's his thing to do. But, like, I went on there and watched SmackDown from the other night, saw that he laid out Shinsuke And I was like, wow, that was that Viper is alive and well, man.
Right.
He can attack at any time, and that RKO will kill somebody.
Right, he's more fierce than ever, bro.
Oh, for sure, man, yeah. He was just breaking in, and I was, you know, doing my thing back in the day, and yeah, he's a good friend, man. I love that dude.
Who would you say, you know, you've seen all the greats come through. You wrestle, you're still wrestling up-and-coming greats right now. Who was your favorite guy to work with when you were in the ring?
Man, RVD, man, is one of my favorites ever, man. We think alike, you know. We go in there, we beat the hell out of each other, and we have great matches. And, yeah, I love RVD, and, man, I wish he was back. He came back before the Dudleys did, and then the Dudleys came back, and now here we are, and those guys are kind of MIA. But, like, RVD is probably one of my all-time favorites.
Man, you know, yeah, I remember you guys put on quite a few clinics, man. You guys have great styles that copy each other very well, man. You guys put on some great matches back in those days.
Oh, for sure. And Poetry in Motion was kind of a steal from Sabu and RVD back in the day in the original ECW, you know, like jumping off the back into that leg kick. So, yeah, I thank Sabu for that because we kind of bit that one. But I remember, though, as far as wrestling, man, Poetry in Motion, that's the coolest name ever.
That's
and like when I do it over the top rope to the floor, it's Poetry in Mayhem.
Oh man, Jeff, man, this is awesome, bro. I'm glad you called in today, man. And so you got this Intercontinental title coming up on this upcoming Monday night on Raw, man. So what's your mentality going into this match? Because the Miz is a tough guy to, you know, face in the ring, man. He's not no slouch himself.
Oh, for sure. He's a main eventer now, man. It's crazy, man. Gosh, I just got to get over the nerves. You know, I'm very nervous because when you go in there by yourself, man, it's a different dimension again. And so I'm just looking forward to being, I think, six-time Intercontinental champion.
Woo!
I think it's going to happen Monday, man.
Yeah, man. I'm feeling pretty good about this, Jeff. Seems like you got your head on straight and like you're very focus, man. I'm excited to see what y'all can do in that ring when it comes Monday night.
Oh, for sure. We're going to be all original, man. So we're going to tear it up.
And see, you also going to be in town Saturday night, KC. So for people, for the youngins who are about to see Jeff Hardy for the first time in their life, live in action, what can they expect to see from the Hardys?
Oh, man. Everything. I'm very memorable and with Matt, we're even better. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of swanton bombs, poetry's in motion, spin cycles, you name it, we'll do it. And just can't wait to get back and hopefully get back to those tag team titles. And if I can be the Intercontinental Champion Monday, it'll just be all be better. So, yeah, we'll see, man. But, yeah, you got to come out and check it out. There's nothing like a live event. WWE is where it's at. And when it comes to pro wrestling, WWE is the world. And here we go.
You heard it from the man himself, Jeff Hardy, man. It has been a pleasure. Thank you once again for calling into the Playmaker Show, man. This for real meant a lot to me, man. I really appreciate it, Jeff.
Oh, you got it. Thank you, brother.
All right. Well, Jeff, man, take it easy, sir. Have a great rest of your birthday, dog.
All right, man. I'll try. We did a lot. I got a lot of weed eating to do.
All right, Jeff.
Take care, bro.
You too, sir.